One day, John calculated later that it must have been soon after his 12th birthday, he came home and found a book that he had never seen before lying on the floor in the bedroom. It was a thick book and looked very old. The binding had been eaten by mice. Some of its pages were loose and crumpled. He picked it up, looked at the title page. The book was called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare. Linda was lying on the bed, sipping that horrible stinking mescal out of a cup.
"Pope brought it," she said.
Her voice was thick and hoarse, like somebody else's voice.
"It was lying in one of the chests of the Antelope Kiva. It's supposed to have been there for hundreds of years. I expect it's true, because I looked at it, and it seemed to be full of nonsense. Uncivilized. Still, it'll be good enough for you to practice your reading on."
She took a last sip, set the cup down on the floor beside the bed, turned over on her side, hiccuped once or twice, and went to sleep. He opened the book at random. "Nay, but to live in the rank sweat of an ensemed bed, stewed in corruption, honeying and making love over the nasty sty." The strange words rolled through his mind, rumbled like talking thunder, like the drums at the summer dances, if the drums could have spoken, like the men singing the corn song, beautiful, beautiful, so that you cried, like old Mitsima saying magic over his feathers and his carved sticks and his bits of bone and stone, Kiathla tisulu siloque siloque kiayu siulu siulu tisil. But better than Mitsima's magic, because it meant more, because it talked to him, talked wonderfully and only half understandably, a terrible, beautiful magic about Linda lying there snoring with the empty cup on the floor beside the bed, about Linda and Pope, Linda and Pope. End of side 7.